Hey everybody, Tom Fellows here with the New Horizon Drug Rehab Show, and today's show is called Why Your Genes Hold the Hidden Key to Breaking Addiction. Ever wonder why some folks can try something once and walk away, while others get hooked instantly? It's like some people are playing addiction roulette with loaded dice, and today we're going to crack open the genetic vault to understand why. Let's talk genes, and I don't mean your favorite pair of Levi's. Science tells us that 40 to 60% of your addiction risk comes straight from your DNA. Think of it like inheriting your mom's blue eyes or your dad's crooked smile, except these genetic hand-me-downs affect how your brain processes pleasure chemicals. It's like some people's brains are Ferrari engines when it comes to processing dopamine, while others are more like a sensible sedan. But here's the thing, genes aren't the whole story. Your environment plays a huge role too. It's like having a seed. Sure, it's got the genetic blueprint to become a mighty oak, but plant it in bad soil with no water, and well, you get the picture. Childhood trauma, toxic stress, the people you hang with, they're all part of the soil your genetic seed grows in. Then we've got personal risk factors, the wild cards in this whole game. The age you first experiment, any mental health challenges you're dealing with, how you handle stress. These are like the weather conditions affecting our little genetic seed. Here's a mind bender for you. I recently read about Sarah's twins, identical twins separated at birth. Never met each other, grew up in different states, different families. Both developed alcohol problems by age 25. Coincidence? The science says no way. Their shared genes were like identical instruction manuals for how their brains would react to alcohol. So what's the takeaway here? Understanding your genetic blueprint isn't about making excuses. It's about making informed choices. If addiction runs in your family, you're not doomed, but you've got to play your cards smart. It's like knowing you've got a family history of heart disease. You might want to think twice about that all-bacon diet. Knowledge is power, folks. Knowing your family history and understanding your personal risk factors isn't about fear. It's about freedom. Freedom to make choices that work with your genetic reality, not against it. This has been Tom Fellows with New Horizon Drug Rehab.